Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
You're on.
Okay. Well, welcome to our new episode of Why You Should Work with an Experienced Real Estate Agent. Today we have as our guest Desiree Bordeaux, who is a seller. And
mute your computer.
So today we have Desiree Bordeaux, who is a potential seller, as our guest. Welcome, Desiree. And
good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. The reason why we have Desiree in here is because we all know that there are a lot of homeowners who are always wondering what it is that they're looking for in a real estate agent. And we just wanted to hear it from the person herself, just to see what it is that we need to be aware of. So with that said, Desiree, you want to take over and tell me what it is. Actually, tell me the four important things that you are looking for when you are interviewing an agent and you're making your selection.
Fantastic, yes. So now everybody knows that there's so many options out there, very, very tempting options where you can have it listed for free or have it listed for 1.2%. A lot of companies have just created a whole market about doing it yourself. But I've bought and sold quite a few houses, so I don't really feel comfortable with that. But the thing is that there's also so many agents. So in choosing an agent, a few of the things that I'm really looking for is, one, the experience. Now, I know that there's a lot of young whippersnappers out there that have gotten a license, and they're very ambitious and very diligent in their work, but nothing trumps experience. You know, being able to solve a problem, like what happens if the loan goes south at the 11th hour? What happens in the home inspection, you find that there's walls full of rodents? What happens, you know, what happens to those certain things? How is it handled? Mm-hmm. And a person, an agent that's experienced it before, you know, because they have years of experience, are able to say, well, in the past, this is what we've done this. In the past, we've done this, or here's a solution. Whereas somebody who's never experienced it is going to be as shocked and as frightened and as unknowledgeable as the seller is. So I want someone that has lots of experience in different situations. And many times, the only way you can get that experience is by experiencing it yourself.
And I know in one of the transactions that we had, there was an issue of last-minute problem with the loan. So tell me how the problem-solving capability of the agent comes to play a role in making sure things are taken care of.
Well, one, if they have an experience, then they can go back to what they've done in the past. And then they also, if they have a network, sometimes they have a relationship they've formed over the years with other lenders, other banks, other appraisers. You know, they can be able to tell you, okay, find out what the problem is. They even be able to advise the buyers. Or sometimes the buyer doesn't know that they should not go out and buy the washer, dryer, refrigerator, and all the appliances the day before the loan closes, because the loan will do a recheck of their credit and their debt ratio, and sometimes that additional debt now disqualifies them for the loan. So, again, an experienced agent will be able to tell you those things in advance so you don't avoid those problems. But if they do happen, they're able to solve them in different ways. They're also able, that means it's something as simple as that.
Okay.
Another thing they bring to the resources, they bring people. They can bring another, appraiser or another. If they have a credit problem, they can bring in someone that can help you with the credit. So they have resources of people they can work with.
That's true, because every transaction is different, every escrow is different, and having the right and the strong network of people who can step in and take care of the situation is very, very crucial and important. Something as simple as the title officer that you work with, right, who can come in and take care of a challenge that has surfaced in the last minute. I also want to touch base with the money which goes into the seller's pocket, because that's a very important thing for every seller. They always want to net the most, which is absolutely the right. Can you touch on that a little bit as how you feel? Do you think going with a discounted agent helps you in that, or share with some of your experiences?
Yes, yeah, so a new agent or a discounted agent, or why don't you just sell it yourself? You won't have that access to that. You won't have the experience. Again, it keeps going back to the experience of how to renegotiate. Sometimes people feel, sellers will tend to feel that the only way they can make money is by the sales price. But many times there's so many other ways of doing it, whether they either get credits or credit back, or whether they sell, the buyer can pick up some of the closing costs, which brings them more money. Maybe the buyer deeds at a certain price for their loan, but maybe there's certain things they can pay. A buyer can pay in escrow, whether it's HOA fees or transfer fees, which brings, will net the seller more cash without having to reduce their price, even when selling it and listing it, as opposed to constantly reducing the price of the home for sale. They can offer some incentives, like they'll pay the HOA fees if they're applicable for 3 months, like they will credit them or include the washer and dryer. So little things like that reduces the expense on the behalf of the buyer, but it also increases the proceeds on the behalf of the seller. So an experienced agent will be able to take that price and manipulate it to so that it's able to be a win-win for both the buyer and the seller. And there's many different ways. The seller's price is not the only way of being able to make money on your property. Sometimes being able to lease it back, you know, sometimes being able to do at least, you know, lease it back for a few days gives them more cash. And there's so many different ways you can do something to create more revenue.
Yeah. One of the things that I've come to learn is the marketing strategy that a listing agent does can get much more net into your pocket than the commission part of the, you know, transaction. And that's why the experience and knowledge of the agent that you're working with and the strategies that he or she is using as far as marketing pricing comes as one of the most important factors in a transaction. Because if you price, you know, if you market it correctly, where you end up getting multiple offers and you sell the property way over asking price, that already brings in much more net into your pocket. Isn't that right?
Exactly. So some people want to, a lot of sellers want to price it so high. And what you're doing is you're shooting yourself in the foot, because now as you go low and lower and lower, potential buyers and even other buyers' agents will see, and they'll start interpreting that as you being desperate or the price was never that value in the first place, and they'll start lowballing you even more. So it is better to go lower, to overbid the property and get either cash buyers or short closing. I mean, just closing, you know, 30 days as opposed to 60 days makes a big difference in the net that's generated for the seller. So a lot of different things that maybe you may not know, because that's not your industry. I mean, it's not your industry. It's not your expertise. So hire an expert. These are certain things are you can do it yourself, but usually a real estate transaction is one of the most expensive or one of the biggest transactions an individual make. That is not the transaction to start cutting corners on. Cut corners on your cars, on your clothes, on your furniture, but not on one of the biggest transactions that you'll make in your lifetime. So that is the one thing where you hire professionals on, and you don't cut costs.
That's right. And I think it's very important for you listeners to keep in mind that when the time comes for you to hire a real estate professional, make sure that you have the same high standards that you use if you were going to go and select a doctor for yourself, if you had the choice, or if you are hiring an attorney. You want to make sure the person is working on your behalf, has the experience, has the knowledge, has been in different real estate markets, has seen up and down his or her integrity and her reputation among her peers are some of the most important things that you have to keep in mind. So those are the things I want to share with you. Desiree was very gracious to be in our show today and share as a seller what are the things that she's looking for. And we thank you so much for your time, Desiree. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. The contact information is all below, and we'll take it from there. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you soon.
Okay, that's it. So you see over here, all right, so on the left hand side, you see the numbers? You see your Are you still like,
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
But I saw there were two numbers.
I'm going to call back in, Armini, because I want you to see the things you have to push. I pushed it for you because I knew you didn't have the time to do it. But this is important because otherwise your guest will not be logged on. Oh, darn it, my phone died. All right, when somebody calls in, you, the host, will be designated as a host. But there are other people come in. Your mic is live. Your mic is red.
Yeah.
But if you push it, when mine come in, mine is not going to be red. So you have to ready to be able to speak to you.
Oh.
You have to make their mic live. And between those are two things that people forget. They forget to unmute the person, the guest, which is embarrassing because you're saying hello, 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 and the person's waiting for you to unmute them. They can't do it themselves. I can do it now because it's on my platform, but they won't be able to mute it, and you won't remember. And then the second thing is making sure that they do the Blog Talk Radio first before you start speaking.
Okay. So when the guest comes in, I press the microphone or the headphone?
You press the microphone so they'll be live.
Okay.
But they'll come in muted. It's going to come in dark. I'll show you this.
Okay.
Nothing.
And then when they're talking, I mute myself.
No, you don't need to do that.
Okay.
This is YouTube. Like, say we had 10 people, though, or 5 people on it. Like, if you have people calling in, you don't want everyone's noise. Some people have a phone ringing. Sometimes they have a kid running through.
I see.
You need everyone muted and unmute the person that you actually are speaking to.
Okay.
And then you mute them and then unmute the next person. Sometimes you don't know who the person is. So I will say, thank you so much for talking to me. For guest caller with number ending in 0572, I'm going to unmute you now. Then you unmute that person. That way they know, oh, that she's going to unmute me. That's when you have 10 people or a lot of people, right? But now you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
So if you have one person, they automatically come on muted. So you have to unmute them. Otherwise, they'll hear you. You won't be able to hear them. They will not be live.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a really good episode. It's our beginning kind of, it was not good. You know, but I think it's worth, at some point, if you want to call me and schedule another one.
Okay.
I was willing to do that because the topic is really good and it also, confirms it's true, and it confirms you. But in the beginning, you said hello or we didn't.
Yeah.
So let's listen to it, though. Maybe it looks, we'll listen to it.